sure, other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to LATalkRadio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, June 23rd. Hi,
Good
Charlotte.
Morning. How are you?
Okay. Did you take your first long trip today? Well, you've been driving
It was kind of normal.
That's true, huh?
Seems normal.
Nothing new, huh?
Yeah, and I just have one more trip back to my apartment for the inspection.
Oh, yeah? So you moved everything already?
Yeah,
moved everything out.
Yeah. It was a long Saturday of moving.
I'm sure. Wow. Well, congratulations. It's almost behind you,
yes,
you know?
Yes, it is.
So now you need to start unpacking everything again, huh?
I actually pretty much did everything.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. It wasn't as bad as I expected.
Yeah.
It wasn't half as bad as I expected.
Good.
It was me and my boyfriend that moved everything, and he hustled.
Really?
I mean, yeah,
It was hot this weekend.
Super hot the whole weekend.
Wow.
But we got it done really quickly and steam cleaned my carpet, then moved everything.
I'm
proud of him. He did a really good job.
Yeah.
I worked hard too, but I can't carry the big heavy stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So how did you carry big stuff? I mean, did you guys carry both or did you have another person helping
you?
No,
it was just me and him.
Really?
We got a dolly because some of the boxes I packed so tight, so heavy.
Yeah.
But when we got to the new place, I mean, it's two sets of stairs. And he was carrying everything up.
Really?
And I was kind of just directing him behind. A little bit to your right.
Oh, my God, man.
But it was a pretty easy move, and everything is unpacked. At my old apartment, I had a lot of drawer space that was built in. So now I have all these clothes that have nowhere to go because I don't have any drawers. So I had to get a couple drawers and buy... Uh-huh. Some chest of drawers and all that. But I'm just glad it's done.
So you had the carpet cleaned as well so you can get your deposit back.
Yeah.
Now, and I imagine it probably cost you less than if they charged you
completely.
For it.
Completely.
Right?
Yes. I got it from Ralph's.
You got that steamer thing.
The steam cleaner from Ralph's.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And I think it was about $35.
Right.
Not expensive at all.
Right.
Just did that and got out all the marks. So it worked really well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely worth it because, I mean, I Googled quite a few places.
Uh-huh.
People would come out for like $100, but I can do it myself.
Really?
$100? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And they have a small place, relatively speaking.
Yeah, I mean, it was a studio.
Right.
And the bathroom carpet didn't need it. So it was literally just the living room space.
Right.
The very first night I moved in, me and my mom went to McDonald's, and I spilled sweet and sour sauce all over the carpet the very first night I was in. And that I couldn't get that stain out. But that stain came out.
It came out finally?
Thankfully, finally, after a year, it came out.
Isn't it funny you waited for the carpet to be cleaned after you moved?
I know. It's terrible, right? While I was living there, it was fine.
Yeah.
But when I move out, I have to clean it, I guess.
I know everybody does that. I mean,
yeah.
You know, with the car too, you know. When you want to sell it, you start fixing everything
completely.
So you can sell it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it really got everything out. I was impressed. I'd never seen how one worked before.
Yeah.
So I didn't know it was going to be that easy to do.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
good.
Yeah, it was a good easy move.
And did you have to paint the walls too?
Yeah. But I didn't paint the whole wall.
Right.
I kind of just painted patches.
Right.
So it wasn't too bad.
Right.
I guess.
Does it look okay though?
Yeah, it looks good.
Okay, so it doesn't look patched or anything.
No.
Okay.
Because
they're going to go with the magnifying glass and check everything, you know?
I know.
That's how they make their money.
Exactly. I'm really nervous. I'm ready for a fight. Because
right.
I worked so hard getting that place clean.
Yeah.
I literally worked pretty much the whole of last week. Every single day I was scrubbing and
really?
Cleaning.
Wow.
Yeah. I worked really hard to get that place to look.
Wow. You see, that's more than most people do, I think, you know?
It's got to be. I worked so... I've never cleaned. And this is the fifth or sixth time since I've... I think it's the sixth time since I've been in America that I've moved. I've only been here 4.5 years.
Right.
And I've moved 5 or 6 times.
Wow.
It's probably 5.
Right.
Because it's one more than I've been here. So 4.5 years, I've moved 5 times. And I've never, ever worked that hard to clean an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always got my deposit full back.
Yeah.
In full back. But I knew that just from the pre-inspection that they were going to be that nitpicky.
Right.
So I was like, I got to do this. Otherwise, I'm not going to get my deposit back.
Oh, God, man. I'm telling you. Those big apartment buildings, there's nobody to talk to, you know? It's like a corporation.
Completely.
There's nobody to talk to. Everybody sends you somewhere else. It's not in my hands, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Yeah. But be prepared to fight it.
Yeah,
what the hell?
I will, because I've worked so hard. Now it's like kind of my pride and joy that apartment is so clean. It is so clean. I know it is. It looks just as good, if not better, than when I moved in. Because when I moved in, there was things that I was like, I remember. So I'm ready for a fight.
Really?
They better not mess with me, Gazelle.
I want my friggin' deposit back.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of money they take for deposits, you know?
So much money.
Yeah.
So much.
So I can totally see why you'd want to leave it clean.
Yeah.
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 They'll still find things. And,
I know.
Yeah, but I hope not.
I hope not.
Yeah, just, you know, did you take pictures and everything?
Yeah.
Too good.
Yeah, got photos of it
today
all.
Today we take pictures of everything. You know?
And nobody I mainly took photos for evidence proving how good it looks.
Right, exactly. Because nobody believes anybody anymore.
No,
you know, you
got to
prove things.
Not at all. Not at all. But I'm just glad it's done.
Yeah. So, well, good. So you had a busy weekend. And you finally settled in, so that's good.
Yeah, that's all. Did you have a good weekend?
I had a pretty good weekend. In fact, I met two separate women at two separate times.
Oh, nice.
And one of them was a total fail. And I sort of like never texted her or anything after that. And
did you go to dinner?
No, we just went for a drink.
Okay.
And, you know, we'd been texting for a while. We talked on the phone. And we sort of met online.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, not sort of. I mean, you either meet online or you don't, right? So we met. But I knew, you know, just based on talking to her and stuff, I thought, you know, I'll just humor her. But I know it's not going to happen, you know.
Yeah.
And sure enough, she's like a very, like, I don't know, down kind of a person, you know.
Right.
You can tell it's like, it's so much energy to sit with them and just kind of like, it's hard to describe.
I know exactly what you mean. They just have a down energy and you're kind of having, you feel like you have to lift them up.
Right, yeah, exactly. You know, and they have, or they're not happy in certain things in their lives and blah, 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 and all this stuff. And who wants to listen to those stories?
Yeah. Especially first meeting.
Right, exactly. That's what I mean, you know.
Yeah.
So I said, the hell with that one. And then the second one was great. I liked her a lot, but I never heard back from her. I texted.
Oh, no.
Never heard back.
Oh, no.
So that's dating. I'm starting to discover that, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm developing thick skin. And it's like, okay, so if it didn't work out, it didn't work out.
Yep.
You know, sometimes I reject. Sometimes I get rejected.
Yeah.
Completely. You know, you might think you're perfect and all that stuff, but people see other things.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what's amazing is how quickly we decide if we like someone or not just by their look or something, you know?
It's true. And just
and by the you know, when they say hi or whatever.
It is. It's the first few things that come out of their mouth.
Right.
I mean, I read something. It's the first 30 seconds of meeting somebody.
Right.
You completely have the whole idea of what you think of them.
Exactly.
And after that 30 seconds, it's going to take a lot to kind of change your perspective.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. And I think even 30 seconds is too long. I mean, to me, it's like a lightning thought. Okay, I like her. I don't like her.
It's like, this one is a no.
Exactly. As I'm approaching, I already know. So,
did they look like they did in the photos?
Well, that's the thing, is the first one that I didn't really like, the pictures were always blurry or grainy or whatever, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I knew, you know, it's not quite what I have in mind.
Right.
But the other one was more or less, I mean, she actually looked prettier than the pictures, which was nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I was encouraged, you know. I thought we had a great time. We sat there. But you know what? I got to tell you, it's like the moment. So, like, we met outside the cafe. We go inside, and she's like, let me check the time because, you know, I thought, oh, God, that's it. It's over. It's over. She wants to check the time so she can come up with some kind of an excuse or something, you know. So she must have made up her mind in the first 30 seconds, too, you know.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I don't know. So we had a good conversation and everything, and then she got up. She said, you know, in advance, she said she'd had to leave in about an hour. And I knew that wasn't the case, you know, but said, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So it was a good hour. I mean, I thought it was great conversation and everything, but she already probably thought beyond that and thought, well, you know, not my type or something. So, yeah, you know, I mean, you never know. But that's the thing is that you can text, you can talk on the phone, you can chat on Facebook, whatever, but until you meet the person,
yeah,
you never know.
You don't know the chemistry.
Right, exactly. I mean, even on the phone, it may sound good and you have great conversations, but that's not enough, you know.
And especially if someone's shy, it's so easy to hide behind a phone.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I went to, when I went to Vegas, I think I told you the last time, right? And I went for this chick, and then we realized that, you know, after all this, like, anticipation and everything.
Yeah.
We realized we're not really compatible.
Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah, so that was a trip to Vegas. But
well, one of these days. One of these days.
Hey, I'm not desperate at all. I love being single. Are you kidding me? Love it. Yeah, so I'm not, you know, I mean, to me, it's just fun to meet someone, go out for an hour.
Yeah,
two,
definitely.
You know? And, you know, you just meet new people. You never know what might happen.
Yeah, for sure.
You might even end up being a friend of one of them or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So you never know. But you know what I'd like to try is speed dating. You heard of that?
Yeah. And it's like, I mean, I have a picture in my head. I think it's from a movie. When you kind of just go around in a circle. And
yeah.
Right?
I don't know if it's a circle. I think they have you sit across from each other or something. And you switch every 3 or 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You switch someone.
That would be fun.
They have that for, in fact, I saw it in one of the business papers I read. It said they have, like, speed networking. So I'm wondering if it's not the same thing, you know?
Oh, cool.
You meet people in business, and you sit there for 5 minutes or 3 minutes or something. And you get to see. So I think with the dating, could be cool, you know? You go through a lot of people quickly.
Right. You don't have to, and especially for you, Sam, because you know in the first 15, 20 seconds if you're going to like them.
Exactly.
Perfect.
So let's go through a lot fast. So I'm definitely going to check into that, and I want to see what's going on with that. You know, it looks interesting. You know, when I couldn't do it, when I was attached, I always wondered what it'd be like.
So you should definitely try it.
Yeah, I got to try it now, you know, to at least satiate my curiosity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was the speech class?
Oh, okay. So I went to the speech class. I was just going to bring it up, and so this guy's in Hollywood, and it was actually pretty cool. You know, I went to this, for those of you who didn't listen on Friday, I went to this accent reduction course with this guy, you know, and it's in his house and everything. But he's written a couple books, and, you know, he showed me some of the things, you know. It's like mostly he says, most of your short words are fine. Your vowels are good. He says, you know, you just need a little bit of work on longer words and things like that, you know, just like where to put the emphasis. He showed me how words like the pitch in English, the pitch goes down. So you start like with almost every word, you know, it like kind of goes down, you know.
Yeah.
So you have to understand these things, you know. Like, I'm trying to think of an example of how a foreigner would say something. But, I mean, actually, even in English, you know, I mean, the reason that you have an accent is because you pronounce things differently.
Yeah.
And so he was pointing out some of these things, too, which is really interesting. But So I don't know how much progress I made, but at least it makes you more aware of what you're doing. So I'm going to go there a few more times and see what happens.
Definitely, because I know when in England, well, in America, when you ask a question, you go up at the end. So
oh,
did you have a good day?
A question is up. A question goes up. But you see,
in England, it doesn't. We don't really do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the first thing I kind of caught on.
Yeah, so instead of really, you go really.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I say that sometimes, but that's, I think, I picked it up in South Africa when I was there, you know. And sometimes, you know, when it's not your first language, you kind of pick up different accents and stuff.
Completely. Yeah, everything gets merged.
Yeah. So that was funny, and... So, you know, we'll see how it turns out. I don't know. I don't have much confidence in it because it seems like so insurmountable for me.
Right.
But I don't know that. He did tell me, he says, Californians have an accent. I didn't realize that, but he says that at least LA people, like the Valley talk and stuff. And I said, yeah, because, like, for example, when people talk here, it's like sometimes they ask a question like, so I went to the store and, you know, and he asked me if I was going to go with him. These are like
Completely.
Questions, you know, you're going up.
Yeah.
And so this I've always noticed. And it's more like younger people and stuff that talk like that.
It's like the Valley Girl talk.
Exactly,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But it's like every sentence they say is a question.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it's like it shows kind of like... I think a lack of confidence if you're... It's like you're asking permission to...
Every time you speak.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what it sounds like to me. I don't know. So, yeah, so that's the situation. And there's a lot of things. Oh, I don't know if you saw my post. You probably didn't have time over the weekend. You moved and stuff. But I brought up... You know, I'm getting irritated with this Mercury retrograde that people talk about. Do you know what that is?
I don't even know.
You never heard of it?
No.
Good for you. You know, you shouldn't. People say that, like, between June... I don't know, mid of June till the beginning of July or something,
mm-hmm.
the planet Mercury is in retrograde, whatever the hell that is, that means, okay? So they're saying that it affects people and especially electronic equipment. So people will start saying, oh, yeah, I'm having a lot of problems with my computer. Oh, it's Mercury retrograde now.
What?
Yeah. So and people tend to like blame everything on it. And it really irritates me because it's like there's so many people that mention it.
Yeah.
And I'm saying this is
I've
like.
I've never seen it.
But it's like ridiculous. I mean, we're in the 21st century here.
Yeah.
You know, we don't, like, I mean, this is stuff from, like, way back when. Because when people start saying, oh, well, this has existed for a long time, I don't care. You know, I mean,
a lot of things
exist. Yeah, a lot of things existed a long time. But the thing is that we learn that not everything applies to us in these modern days.
Mm-hmm.
So, and besides, it's like, if that's true, then what did Mercury retrograde do to things that were not electronic? Because they didn't always have electronics, right?
Yeah.
So what happened then? You know, I mean, how did it affect people then? I have no idea. But so I wrote a post and I said, you know, I can't believe people still believe this stuff. And maybe people should take some responsibility for their actions and accountability rather than blaming a poor planet.
Rather than blaming it on the planet.
Yeah, exactly. So I got a lot of response on that. And
wow, yeah, I've never even heard of that.
Luckily, a lot of the response was...
positive.
Yeah, it was favorable to me.
Yeah,
so
good.
It felt good. but other posts that people put were positive towards them, you know.
Yeah.
So who knows, you know. I can tell you a lot of people... And I think a lot of people got pissed off that I wrote that, you know, because it's like you're sort of like questioning somebody's belief. And people don't like that. But I don't care. I don't want to hear another Mercury retrograde as long as I live.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. You know, I mean, yeah, I've been having computer problems, but I have them all the time.
But yeah, you don't blame it on.
Yeah. I can't tell you how many problems I'm having, whether it's like with your iPhone, it's your computer, it's your car, it's your, you know, nothing
it's
ever works.
It's always something.
Yeah. You know, your iPad, whatever, but nothing ever works consistently.
No.
Everything breaks down. Everything has things. And it's not like... You know, it's like when you have a problem with something and it's consistent, then you know what to fix.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's always different things and it works a thousand times, and then a few times it doesn't work, you don't understand why.
Yeah.
You know, why is this happening to me?
Right.
So, So these things happen. I don't think it has anything to do with the planet.
No, I agree. It's just electronics. Everything breaks.
Yeah.
Like, it's just technology.
It does. It does. Yeah. Everything breaks down and
mm-hmm.
things. And it's a lot of it is just bad programming, you know.
Yeah.
We tend to look at programmers as magicians, you know, and they do some incredible work. I mean, from nothing, you're creating a program that can do, like, amazing things
mm-hmm.
for you. And that's, like, magical. But at the same time, they really need to figure out what the hell they're doing. And
yeah.
a lot of times you'll see products coming to market, and they're definitely not ready. There's too many bugs, there's too many crashes and things like
right.
that. And you can't work, you know? I mean, look, with some things, okay, like you pick up something and you try to do something like a, I don't know, a game or trying to write something, even online like Facebook and stuff. That stuff is like not as intense as when you're working and you have 3-4 programs open on your computer
Completely.
At the same time, and
yeah.
you try to do all these things, and then suddenly this crashes and this doesn't do it right and this gives you error messages.
Yeah.
And you go, how am I supposed to work like this?
And when one crashes, it usually makes everything else crash.
Yeah.
It's like, great.
So it used to be a lot worse, I can tell you, because I remember computers at their early days, but I mean, to this day, they still haven't fixed a lot of things, you know. So
completely.
A lot of software is buggy.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch the USA game?
No, I did not. The soccer game.
Oh, it was crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
It was a really good game.
I figured you'd watch it, right?
Yeah.
Most people watched it, which is interesting because...
Well, God everyone jumps on the bandwagon.
Exactly.
And
yeah, it's USA, right?
I've jumped on the... Well... Now I guess I have jumped on the USA bandwagon because
right.
England's out. But I'm not the biggest soccer fan, so I kind of have just jumped on the World Cup bandwagon.
Right.
But it's also the World Cup. So,
right.
But so it was 5 minutes overtime. In the America, or USA, was 2-1 up.
Right.
In the 95th minute.
Wow.
They scored. Who were they playing against? Portugal.
Portugal, you're right.
It was Portugal, yeah.
Yeah.
And now it's the U.S. and Germany play. I think it's Thursday. It's the 26th.
Uh-huh.
So if that's Thursday.
With Germany.
Yeah,
Germany's a strong team.
They play Germany because it's in that bracket. Germany's number one right now.
Mm.
But if the USA, this is an interesting article I read.
Right.
So there's five scenarios. The fifth one is a nightmare scenario.
Really?
So, number one, if we win against Germany, then they're through. Number
mm-hmm.
two, they draw against Germany. The U.S. is still...
in the game?
Yes, but
okay.
they would go to a tiebreaker.
Oh, okay.
If they lose to Germany, Portugal draws to Ghana. No matter what happens in that game, the Americans will go to the route to the... round of 16 if Portugal and Ghana draw. The U.S. currently has 4 points, and Portugal and Ghana would each finish 2 points with just 2 points if they drew.
Okay.
So America's still good.
Okay. So, USA, but there's sorry. Still a lot of variables
but
there.
But it's still...
Huh?
Well, it gets even crazier.
Really?
Okay. So number four. They lose to Germany and Portugal beats Ghana. The U.S. advances on goal difference. So the USA will likely get into a knockout stage with a loss if Portugal beats Ghana. As long as neither game is a blowout. So as long as it's not like 3-0.
Right, right.
In that scenario, the U.S. and Portugal would tie for second place in the group with 4 points. The tiebreaker is goal difference. Right now, the U.S. has a goal difference of +1, while Portugal has a goal difference of -4 after getting destroyed 4-0 by Germany. So that's good for the U.S.,
right.
obviously. As long as Portugal doesn't make up 5 goals on the U.S. on Thursday... and the U.S. is through with a Portugal win.
Really?
So because they got killed by Germany.
Yeah.
But this is the nightmare scenario. So the U.S. loses to Germany, Ghana beats Portugal, and the U.S. can only advance on goals scored tiebreaker. So if Ghana and the U.S. each end up with 4 points, the goal difference tiebreaker becomes more complicated. Because right now, if America... if the U.S. and Germany win, Even I'm getting confused. If the U.S. wins, they'll have 7 points. So then that's why if they lose, they'll only have 4.
Mm.
So the U.S. currently has a goal difference of +1, while Ghana has a goal difference of -1. In this scenario, if Ghana wins by more than one goal or the U.S. loses by more than one goal, obviously that equals out.
Right.
So it would be the better goal differential, and so Ghana would have the better goal differential and they would advance.
Right.
So the U.S. would be knocked out.
Okay.
But if both teams have the same goal difference, for example, both teams would have a goal difference of 0, like I just said, then it would go to its second tiebreaker. So
wow.
Then this is goals scored.
Yeah.
So right now the U.S. has scored 4 goals while Ghana has scored 3.
Okay.
If Ghana wins 2-1 and the U.S. loses 1-0, Ghana would finish with 5 goals in the tournament to USA's 4. So Ghana would advance. So if the U.S. loses to Germany, they need to score at least 1 goal and it not be 1-0.
Right. Wow. Okay. Well, hopefully all these things will not happen.
So there's going to be so many conspiracy theories this week. Everyone's going to be going crazy with the conspiracy theories.
I know.
Because so much... there's 4 teams in one bracket. And this is just one bracket. So right. I don't know how... There's a lot of brackets, but I don't know how many...
Well, there are 32 games, so it's probably 64 teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they... Yeah,
so there's got to be... all these conspiracies at every single bracket, I'm sure.
Right.
There's some of these conspiracies. So, I mean, it just gets crazy, like, with all the... It's so nitpicky.
Right.
I mean, hopefully you want it to just be a clear win, but then if it goes to, like, goal difference and then goals scored, and it just gets so complicated.
Wow.
And there's... When it goes to things like that, I always think that it kind of just starts to get unfair.
Right.
Because somewhere down the line, something gets kind of stitched up.
Yeah.
That some team is all... Whoever's the highest power... Do you know what I'm saying? I always think that there's just somewhere that one team is always going to be favored.
Yeah.
And somehow, if it gets that complicated, they'll probably end up getting through.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
We'll see. It's interesting to see, you know. But it's a long competition, obviously, you know, with... I mean, there's like, I think they each have to play, like, if you go all the way to the top, like 8 games or something, you know?
Yeah.
They have to play. That's a lot of soccer.
It is.
Yeah. And it's a very exhausting sport because they have to run so far nonstop. And it's not like American football where there's a stop every play.
Completely. It's a tough game.
It's very intense and you're playing, it's nonstop.
Yeah. You really are. You're exerting a lot of energy. And, I mean, the turf that they played on yesterday, the U.S. couldn't even practice on the day before because it's pretty uneven in one of the corners. So the conditions just don't sound very good.
Wow.
And it's apparently really hot out there.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
So, the conditions just aren't great for a World Cup.
Yeah.
I mean, for it to be that hot for you to be running around for 90 minutes.
I know.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
And then just so you get a draw in the end, you know, that's pretty...
Right. And then they have to play, 3 days later. They played yesterday and then they're playing on Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Is Thursday the 26th?
What's that?
Is Thursday the 26th?
I think so. Let me check.
Yes,
Thursday the 26th,
So they play on Thursday.
Okay. All right. Well, you know who we're supposed to have today is Donna Karan on our show.
Oh, really?
You know who she is?
Yeah.
Yeah, the designer.
Yeah.
And they have something going on that they're promoting. And, you know, they sent me a list of saying, Elton John, this, that, and, like, pick who you want. I'm like, they're going to let me talk to Elton John? So I told them, I said, well, why don't you pick someone? So... They picked Donna Karan, but it wasn't finalized on Friday, and I never heard back from them.
Oh, wow.
So maybe we'll still have her on this week, which I'm fascinated with, you know.
Yeah.
She's up in age right now, you know.
Completely.
She's not, like, as young as she used to be anymore, of course, like none of us are. But she's very inspirational, you
Completely.
Know.
Completely. And I mean, my mom wears her clothes.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a little girl going into her store.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe we'll still get to talk to her and you'll get to see who made all the clothes
yeah,
that she wore.
Yeah, definitely. That would be really cool.
I know. Yeah. So let's see. So Katie Couric married over the weekend. You know who she is?
Yeah.
And she used to be on the Today Show. She was like America's darling.
Yeah.
And of course, she lost a husband, I think, to cancer or something, right?
Yeah.
And so she remarried over the weekend. She's 57 years old, and she married a 51-year-old. Not bad, huh?
No.
Not bad at all.
Yeah. Good for her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so they both have two children each, I'm sure grown kids by now. And so I'm happy for her. I mean, it's got to be devastating when you lose your partner,
my gosh.
You know?
Yeah.
And I remember she had some hard time with it.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, I mean, it's not surprising.
No.
But she still looks good. I'm sure she's had work done and everything, but, you know. I mean, really, you know, you look at some of the people that haven't had work done and have abused their skin and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They don't look very good
No.
when they get older.
Completely.
Yeah.
The sun. Too many people like laying out in the sun.
Yeah,
myself.
You know, yeah. I know, but you don't want to do too
but
much,
no.
obviously,
yeah.
you know. And sunscreen, I think.
Is a must.
Yeah, it's crucial.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially on cloudy days, you know. Did
yeah.
you notice? Because you don't
mm-hmm.
feel the sun.
You don't know if you're getting burned.
Right.
And then you end up being fried.
Right.
Yeah, completely.
Come back all red yeah. and everything like a lobster.
Mm-hmm. I guess there's a manhunt for an escaped murderer in Arkansas. He was doing... I read this earlier, now I can't find it. He was just doing work outside
uh-huh.
When they go outside and they have to, like,
lure right.
stuff, and then he just made a run
gang.
For it.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. He made a run for it. He held a lady hostage,
uh-huh.
but she got out unharmed, but he's on the run with a shotgun.
Wow.
He was at the end of doing... He was at the end of his sentence. It was a 20-year sentence, and he only had 4 years left.
Really? And he screwed
yeah,
it up.
And
huh?
he screwed it up, which
yeah.
is.
But 4 years is a long time.
But it is. But when you've done 16, I feel like it's kind of.
Yeah.
Well, I only have four left. But he murdered his wife
wow.
in 1999. But yeah, so he's on the run.
Wow.
Which is kind of scary.
Yeah. It is. Don't want to live in Arkansas.
I
man.
Know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that just, I mean, how do you escape from prison?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, you know, like, well, they do take them outside, like you said,
yeah.
you know, but they used to have, like, chain gangs. I guess they don't do it anymore now, so
yeah.
so they can just, I guess, take off if they want.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, I know. I can't imagine that.
He has scars on his upper left arm and right wrist, and he's a bald-headed man.
Okay.
5'6".
Well, everybody look out.
Yeah. Everyone watch out.
And he may not stay bald for
know,
very long.
I know, it's true.
You know? Yeah.
It's true. Go right to a wig store, get some hair, change your identity.
Yeah, or just grow your hair real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, people are crazy, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, when you try and escape from prison, do you not think you're going to get caught?
Yeah, yeah.
Because
I mean, these three guys in Canada escaped the prison by helicopter. And
insane.
Yeah, a helicopter came, picked them up from the yard, from the prison yard, and they disappeared. So they found them now. They found them in Toronto or something. But it's
how did they see that raises even more questions. How did they communicate with the outside?
Well, yeah,
to
but
know
the thing
exactly
is,
what time to be outside.
Well, you do have visitors and stuff in
yeah.
prison, right?
I
so
guess.
I'm sure you get to write letters, although they probably. You know, read all of them.
I know, that's the thing. Are they not read and the camera's not monitored and
yeah.
and recorded?
Yeah.
So
I'm sure. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, when a visitor comes, yeah, you would think they even listen to what they say.
Yeah, you know? You would think.
Yeah. I don't know how they did that. You know, maybe they arranged it with someone who was being released
maybe.
From prison, you know, and they planned this and stuff.
Yeah, well, because that's pretty intense to get
it
a
is.
Helicopter
I know.
To land. Sweep them up.
Yeah. I know, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Let's see. Some people are talking about the new Apple smartwatch that, of course, Apple hasn't announced yet, but people are already talking about it. So they're saying that, you know, how smartwatches so far have just been kind of like, they're like tethered to your phone. You know, they need your phone in order to work. And
what is a smartwatch?
Those watches that have like a little, like a few buttons that you would have on the phone, like to answer a call or maybe to text or something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you get like a number ID. It allows you, some of them have apps that you can measure your maybe heart rate or something,
right.
You know, things like that, distances when you run. So things like that, you know. And the thing is that I'm thinking, I have no idea if I would, I kind of don't know what to think about this, if I'd wear one.
Yeah.
It depends on, you know, I mean, it's hard to say, because if Apple introduced something really innovative, mm-hmm. then we probably wouldn't be able to resist it, you know, and
That's
get something,
true.
You know.
But I like my watch.
Do you?
I like the one I wear.
Yeah.
So I'm probably not going to get one.
I know. But they have some concepts of a watch for Apple, and it kind of looks like almost a full circle that would go around your wrist and kind of like a flexible iPhone screen.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, that would look cool. That would be like a piece of jewelry or something.
Yeah, but sounds intense.
I know, but I don't
so
know
intense.
That I want to wear
know,
anything
right?
on my arm, on my hand, I mean, to just to answer phone calls, you know.
Because then it's like you can't get away. Like
right.
You have your iPad, your computer, your phone, your watch.
I like, know, it's like enough already.
Geez,
you know?
Yeah.
We don't need all of those.
Seriously. And then you can get those glasses, the Google glasses.
Yeah, glass, like, right.
Yeah,
Google glass.
Like,
yeah.
How many more things do we need? I guess more.
I know.
People keep buying them.
It's so dorky when people walk around with the yeah. With the glass. I have yeah. a neighbor who wears
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
But yeah, but I bet they're laughing at us when they can look
they know
up things.
Everything.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
Completely.
They can take pictures and video of us we don't even know.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Talk about an invasion of privacy.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, remember we talked about the Tokyo politicians that called that woman, you know, they heckled her and
yeah.
stuff. And so this was last week, I guess, this woman in the Tokyo, in the, yeah, Tokyo parliament or Japanese parliament in Tokyo was heckled by other politicians there about her being a female, you know, and,
mm-hmm.
You know, how come you're not married and can you even bear kids and things like that. So that was obviously really offensive. So they're saying that the assembly member that said those things went and apologized to her. And
that's good.
Yeah, but you know, that's bullshit.
Still,
because you
yeah.
know he still thinks it, and she also said, she says, I accept the apology, but I know there's a lot more people thinking that. So again, you're going back to a culture that treats women obviously like objects or at best not equal.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah. You know, it's to me, it's disgusting. You know, I mean, at a time where we need to welcome women and embrace them
mm-hmm.
in politics and everything else in business, to behave like this, you know, and Japan's supposed to be like advanced and modern and Western
yeah.
and stuff like that. But no, I mean, culture, you don't change.
Saying about women in politics. It's going to take me a while to get to the point, but last night there's a new show on TNT called The Last Ship. Sam, you have to watch it. And all
really?
It's literally, and the viewers, everyone. It was, I don't really like dramas, but this show was incredible.
Really?
My mind
a drama?
Was completely blown. It's about, and the reason that it linked to the women in politics, because everyone on the, there's this disease going around the whole world.
Uh-huh.
And once you get it, once you're exposed, you just die. There's no cure. They can't find a cure. But there's this one Navy boat that's going to Antarctica. They think they're on a mission to do something else, but the doctor is on there to get the vaccine. And I don't want to give it away too much.
Okay.
But and then eventually they realize that they're the only, like, people are trying to kill them. The Russians come. A lot of people are trying to kill them to get the vaccine.
Right.
To try and save the people. Right. They're about to go back to America. No one's answering because everyone has died. But then the president's died. And then it's, well, I think it's, it. I think they're trying to portray that it's Hillary Clinton that's now president.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, how
yeah.
interesting.
But it was a great show. It's 10 episodes. The premiere was last night. I was glued.
Really?
The first 10 minutes, I was like, this isn't my kind of show. As soon as I said that, it completely went to the next level.
And what made you want to watch the show in the first place?
AfterBuzz TV.
Oh,
I'm covering
I see.
The show
okay.
for them.
Oh, okay.
But regardless, I would still watch this.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Wow.
It's so good. It's my new favorite show.
Really?
For sure.
Then I have
yeah.
to check it out.
You really have to.
Yeah.
And the special effects, everything was just done so incredible.
Really?
And it's Michael Bay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And what channel is it on?
It's TNT.
TNT,
yeah.
okay.
And it was just
we'll
an incredible show.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Wow.
And I never say that about dramas. I've never been into Orange is the New Black,
yeah.
Breaking Bad. I've never really been into any of those.
Right.
But this show is incredible.
Wow.
But it is. It's just the way that the show has been done.
Right.
The special effects, the acting, all of it. It's just really good.
Wow.
Really, really good.
Sounds
so I highly
good,
recommend
yeah.
that everyone watches it.
Yeah.
The whole night last night I was thinking about the show.
Really?
It's like,
that's
I
how
can't
much
wait for next week. And I'm never really like that. Because
yeah.
reality TV is just like, eh. Like,
yeah.
I enjoy it, but I'm not wanting next week. Like, I actually want to see next week's episode so I can know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I recommend that everyone watches it. It was
okay.
so good.
All right, sounds good. The Last Ship?
Yeah, The Last Ship.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds
and
good.
And there's a female president.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, talking about Hillary Clinton, I guess she met with Katy Perry. And Katy Perry told her that if you run for president, I'll write a song for you. I'll write the theme song. And
oh, cool.
Now, this is a singer that wrote I Kissed a Girl. You know?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's very true.
But she's obviously very popular. And they met and they look happy in the picture. I don't know. So Hillary said she's already has, indicates she may already have a Perry song in mind.
Very cool.
Yeah, probably I Kissed a Girl.
That's true. Katy Perry's songs aren't exactly... I'm picturing the music video where she's wearing like cupcakes on her boobs.
Right.
I don't know what song that was for.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But the only songs I know are I Kissed a Girl and Firework. You know, everything else I haven't really heard.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't think of any other songs of hers.
Yeah. So Hillary Clinton is making the rounds because she just released her book, published mm-hmm. her book, and... She's everywhere, you know, so she's so personable, you know, and I forgot how much she is when, I mean, she was being interviewed by Christiana Amanpour on CNN, and I'm sure she's been on other shows as well, but that's the one that I saw. And she's got a great sense of humor, people respect her, and I think America is just in love with the Clintons,
yeah.
generally. I was surprised that she didn't beat Obama in the primaries last time.
Mm-hmm.
I was so sure she was going to take it. But for some reason, he beat her. So she ended up being Secretary of State. And now everybody's talking about, is she going to run
yeah.
in 2016? So we'll
see. I think she should.
I think so, too.
I hope so.
I'll vote for her.
Yeah.
I'll vote for her. She knows what the hell she's doing.
Yeah, definitely.
She's a tough woman. And I think, you know, we've tried just about everything. Let's try a woman, too.
Definitely.
Although we never had a Jewish president, but...
Maybe one day.
At least we had black
yeah.
one. We have a black one. If we can get a woman.
Mm-hmm. Well, even England had Margaret Thatcher. But that
yeah.
was way ago.
Yeah.
Long
That's true.
Time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And actually, not that long ago, but, you know, I mean, maybe 10 years ago is when she, 10, 15 years ago since she quit, something like that.
I think it might be longer.
You think?
I think maybe.
Oh, okay, because she seems to me like so still like yesterday, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
Let's see. Let's find out from mm-hmm. Google. Google's going to tell us everything, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
The
so
one place that you really can find everything.
Yeah, I know. That was 1990, you're right.
Yeah, I thought it was
Wow, 25 years.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it was. It's been a long time. Yeah, I guess I just I'm thinking back of like when the Soviet Union fell and everything, mm-hmm. 1989. Yeah, and right after that, I guess.
Yeah.
But I liked her. I thought she was cool. She was good for England.
Yeah, I agree.
Although, you know, I mean, the thing is, there were a lot of critics, but that happens when you're there for a few terms, you know.
Yeah.
People get tired of you.
Yeah.
And they start coming up with stories.
There's always critics.
Yeah. This story breaks my heart. I guess in India, again, where all these stories come from, these blood-curdling stories, this woman, I guess, in Mumbai, she was selling trinkets, I guess, on the beach, and she was caring for a 9-year-old deaf and mute kid. And so she's his grandmother. And so she went to work. She tied him to a pole while she went to work.
Oh, boy.
And this is a deaf and mute kid, 9 years old.
Oh, no.
I mean, doesn't it break your heart to think about this? You know, tied to a pole. I mean, he can't hear anything. He can't speak. That in itself is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But to treat it like a dog or something, you mm-hmm. treat him like a dog, is disgusting to me.
Yeah.
And again, you know, you're going back to these cultures that are so backwards.
Yeah.
Although, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that they condone this kind of action in that culture, but at the same, and it could have happened at other places too.
Mm-hmm.
But you put that with all those gang rapes and everything and
yeah.
the way they treat women and children, it's pathetic, you know.
That's terrible.
I mean, every society has to care for its kids, for its elderly.
Yeah, completely.
You know?
Definitely.
So
it's really sad.
Yeah, so it's a sad story, and I don't like that at all.
No.
They're saying there's 26 million people living with disabilities in India, 2% of the population.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. Did you know they had 1.2 billion people in India?
Jeez, no, I didn't.
So that means that China has even more than that, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. That's a lot of people. A
lot of people.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people. Jeez.
I know.
Wow. Because it's not a huge country. I mean, it's a big country, but it's not.
Yeah, it's pretty big. It's pretty big.
For that many people?
Well, maybe not. I mean, yeah, if you compare it to China, which is huge,
mm-hmm.
then yeah.
And I even mean, America.
There's a lot of congestion in India, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah. I don't know. What can I say?
Yeah.
I'm not ever going to India. That's what I know. I have no desire.
I would like to go traveling, but more, I really want to go to Asia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, India is in Asia, but I'm not. I don't have such a big desire to go. But there are some places that are nice, you know. Like I would go to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
I would go to maybe Bangkok and mm-hmm. you know, check that out. Hong Kong, maybe
Thailand.
Yeah, you know, but not. I don't know. China doesn't appeal to me because I'm hearing a lot of stories, you know, about you know, when you see all the pollution and the smells and the food and you can't speak the language and nobody can speak English. Yeah, no, not for me, man. Let me travel in comfort.
Give me a 5-star hotel.
Exactly. So, finally, you know, we were talking about Casey Kasem, who was the radio icon for, you know, with his top 40 hits. And so the reason I'm bringing this up is because, you know, I guess there's been that controversy in his family whether to pull the plug and on him because he was already like he wasn't doing very well. I guess he had dementia and
but isn't that illegal to do?
Well, no, not necessarily. I mean, well, obviously not. Not in this case. Maybe some states are like that or something.
Yeah.
But no, I know that there's you can have a living will, and you know, saying that if something happens to you and you're like in a coma or there's no chance for you to let you die.
Right. Okay.
And so this is just such a sticky issue. You know, I mean, what do you do? What do you do? I mean, but on the one hand, who wants to live like that? It's not living. It's, you know, just barely, you know, holding on to life.
Yeah.
So
that's a tough dilemma.
Yeah. You know, and the thing, yeah. And the thing is that his daughter said that he's been suffering. He's been in pain and stuff like that for a long time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, on the one hand, it's a pretty big responsibility to say to someone, okay, let's pull the plug. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, that's why I believe people should really write living wills and also regular wills, because if you don't, then other people are going to make the decisions for you.
Yeah,
So you might as well make the decisions, me included. I better start doing that, man. I keep putting it off. But you never know. You never know what's going to happen.
It's true.
And you don't want the state and the government to take
everything.
Take everything and then divide it the way they think.
Completely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agree with you.
All right, well, that's it for today. War in Iraq, of course, and we didn't get a chance to talk about that, but maybe by tomorrow Iraq will be taken over completely, so I don't know. But at any rate, Charlotte, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for listening, and see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte, right here on LA Talk Radio. We'll be right back.